This is All Things Considered. I'm Craig Johnson. WPSU is taking a look at how Central Pennsylvanians decide whether to make their home here or move on in our new series, Reasons to Stay. Today, WPSU's Christine Allen reports on a computer programmer who left State College with his wife to see the world.
We came here, went to school here, got jobs here, and quit amazing jobs because for us, we needed big adventure.
So several years ago, Scott Woods and his wife hit the road.
We quit our jobs so that we could go rock climb full time.
Yes, rock climbing.
For around 5 years, just working sporadically in between to just kind of piece it together.
But even after seeing the world, Woods says when he thought about starting his own company, something drew him back to Central Pennsylvania.
We decided that State College actually was the best place that we'd been to. People are warm and welcoming. It seems like the place that you'd want to go to establish roots.
The friendly State College community was one big draw. But for this outdoor fanatic and his wife, the lure of nature was also hard to resist.
There's fantastic outdoor recreation. One appeal certainly was being able to be a 10-minute bike ride from world-class mountain biking and some of the best trail running in the country.
Woods unfolds a detailed map of trails in the mountains of central Pennsylvania.
And so these are detailed, beautiful maps of those thousands of miles of single-track trails. We would go out, like training for ultramarathons or training for long-distance biking. You'd have to go out and do like a 40-mile loop every weekend.
Woods says you can choose a different route every week and never repeat yourself.
So for people who are into trail running or mountain biking or hunting or hiking, this doesn't exist anywhere else in the country. There are places where there's thousands of miles of trails, but you're not going to find a place where you can work right there.
And he says there's another big bonus to working near all this natural beauty.
There's no long commute. We're not spending 2 hours of every workday of our life stuck in traffic. Instead, we're right back outside doing our recreation, or we're right back at home spending time with our families.
Woods is raising his family in State College and says schools in the area are also outstanding.
Our son, Anders, started kindergarten at Friends School, and he went to the Friends Preschool. It's an incredible group of such caring teachers. The rest of the schools here are so high quality as well.
And the schools aren't the only benefit he sees to raising a family in State College.
There are small parks for going to play with your kids within a couple blocks of any place that you're standing.
Another plus for Woods and his family? The people in the community.
When you come into State College, and if you have something that you care about, whether it's fly fishing, whether it's hang gliding, a political cause, you're going to find people very quickly who say, oh, you're interested in that too? We should hang out. Here's my number.
So Woods likes the land, the schools, and the people in central Pennsylvania. But what sold him on State College as the right place to launch his own business?
It has the right confluence of smart, intelligent, ambitious people flowing through as a community. And there's enough economic activity to support a high-tech, ambitious local business.
About 5 years ago, Wood started a software company called West Arete.
People come to us with ideas, and we help take them from the concept phase all the way to working software.
Woods wants to help other young computer programmers feel welcome here, too. So his company, West Arete, has launched a weekly gathering called Hacky Hour.
Hey, everyone. Let's get started. You guys might want to grab a few chairs and slide them around and hang out so that you don't have to
A group
to stand
of young computer enthusiasts are gathered in a big sunny room at New Leaf Initiative in State College. Some sit on brightly colored chairs with their laptops. Others stand chatting, sporting handwritten name tags. Scott Woods addresses the group.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out for the fall kickoff for Hacky Hour. It's great to see such a good diversity.
Woods tells the group of 30 or so that Hacky Hour will be held here weekly with refreshments provided. He says it's an open meeting where hardware and software developers can learn from each other.
We're really here for three things. We're here to learn, help, and grow.
He wants to give these young computer science students and people working in or just dabbling in the field a chance to learn from each other.
I feel like one of the most important things that I can do as a person is to help boost people in some way. I can feel like that'll be a life well lived.
And who knows? Along the way, Woods might even help some of those local folks find their reasons to stay. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.
Visit WPSU.org/reasons to stay for photos of Scott Woods and more stories in our series. And share photos of your reasons to stay on Instagram with the hashtag WPSU Reasons to Stay.